googlemotherfuckers.podbean.com.
It's Google, motherfuckers.
Welcome to the Call to Bean, you cop-sucking motherfucking dog shit ass cunt bitch.
If you had the nerve, you know, real nerve, you would see it right away. That wouldn't do at all, because after all, I'm supposed to be poor little me. And I'm not really much of a muchness. And I'm playing the role of being poor little me. And therefore, in order to be something great, like a Buddha or a Jivanmukta, one liberated in this life, I ought to suffer for it. So you can suffer for it. There are all kinds of ways invented for you to do this. And you can discipline yourself, and you can gain control of your mind.
Who was Buddha's teacher?
When you are very much caught in nature, it's said you are at the mercy of the gunas, the various aspects of nature, and you are bound by an iron chain. And when you have finally managed to separate yourself from tamas, which is ignorance and darkness, the forces of darkness, and rajas, which is the forces of action and high energy, and you become a very sattvic person, meaning a very pure person, working towards enlightenment. So all the desires that are left are the desires to become enlightened. Then you are attached by what's called the golden chain. And the statement is that a golden chain is certainly nicer than an iron chain, but baby, it's still a chain.
Who was Buddha's teacher?
Supposing that I say to you, each one of you is really the great self. The Brahman.
When you think that you're not it, any old guru can sell you on a method to find it. And that may not be a bad thing for him to do, because, as Blake said, a fool who persists in his folly will become wise.
A wise man's life is based around fuck you.
A clever guru is a person who leads you on.
I need to know if you got the fucking brains to walk when it's time to walk.
I've got something very good to show you. Yeah. You just wait. Oh, but you've got to go through a lot of stages yet.
And what is so seductive is that most of the yogas have a trap in them that one becomes attached to one's yoga. One becomes attached to one's vehicle.
Get a big round of applause going for your next comedian. Very funny. Ian Ellis.
Guys, I'm not prepared at all. I haven't got my microphone set yet. My alcohol hasn't properly mixed with the weed yet. I had an Adderall this morning. My shit's all fucked up. Can't be mixing your uppers and your downers. any of you guys enlightened? No? Okay, you thought his shit was the weirdest shit you were gonna see tonight. Let's get a little bit more awkward. I think that I'm an enlightened being that walks the earth. That's cannabis speaking. Because I'm on my way to a poetry open mic. Life. I only did it one time, and then I experienced enlightenment, and we got to the poetry open mic. My friends were like, you gotta get out of the car, and I was like, when I realized I left all of reality behind, I was a little freaked out. I needed some help getting out of the car, and then they put me on stage to do poetry, and so I looked at all the people, and I said, everything that ever was is okay. Guys, you can let go. All pain and fear, you can let go. It's okay. It still exists. people's heads were going to start exploding. Everybody's about to be light. This shit was so simple. I got it right away. But I just look crazy to people. So enlightenment, like, it sounds like it's a great thing. Like, yeah, I want that. But fuck my life up. Because I've been an atheist for like 20 years. And I was constantly telling my dad, I'm not going to church. There's no God. And then the next day I was like, we're all God. I don't really have anything to back this up, but I've completely changed my mind on the subject. Still not going to church. Church is stupid. I just start changing things, man. Like when you're enlightened, you just see God in everyone. And when you're not, you try to see God in everyone, and you understand why so many people are atheists. Alright, that's what enlightenment is like. It's like getting some good puss in life. You can think about it, and you can read about it, you can fantasize about it, but until you really get your dick wet inside the folds of the universe, you don't know what the fuck you're saying.
How's married life?
It's the exact fucking same, except now she might get pregnant. That's all the goddamn thing about enlightenment. It's like, oh my god, this is amazing. And then the next day, you still have your regular life. You still have bills and a job and a wife. And I just gotta be enlightened in the middle of that shit. I don't want to hurt anybody. Guys, knock knock. Who's there? 9/11.
Oh, no.
Never forget! My name's Ian Ellis.
That must have been one hell of a blunt. Someone knows how to roll a good one. Is this everything you wanted for your birthday, Mary Ellen? That was the right fucking response right there. Let's get a big round of applause going for your next comedian, Leroy Hitt.
Yeah! Get him!
Yeah, what's going on, everybody? What's up, everybody?
Yeah! Oh,
noise, all right. Yeah, today's my birthday. Is there another birthday in the house?
Talking about Virgos in the building, full effect. Are you fucked up?
I'm fucked up too. I'm high as hell. Like, I rode the blood for Ian. Like, y'all don't understand. He drove me here. It's my birthday, so I was like, I got the weed. And I was like, I got that good shit. You know, your birthday good shit. I got that real good shit. He came over, gave me some edibles. I had my head out the window while we were driving here. I was like, that's fucking amazing. All right, but we got to show a little love to Ian. Like, if we think about it, like, all right, let's look at him. He's a Caucasian man who probably 90% of the time wears cut off sleeves, even when it's cold out. He has flip flops on, and it's kind of a little chilly out. He's the guy who wears flip flops. But for him to go on his spiritual trip to get enlightened, I support it. I supported the weed so he can go on this trip. He has some dark thoughts. Yes, real dark thoughts. Killing this. It started off with puppies, then moved to rabbits, then was humans. I was like, bro, just smoke this. You're going to be all right. You're going to get enlightened, all right.
Guys, your comic up on the stage, he's a very funny guy. He's wearing the same hat as Marlon Brando did in The Island of Dr. Moreau. Put it together for Ian Ellis!
Guys, last time I ran long, this time I'll probably run short. I can't believe how awkward this is. Cameron was up here telling jokes to all four of you. Like, if I was starting a church and you were the only people to show up, I wouldn't have faith in the Lord Jesus. These two guys, I think they want to kiss each other. But they're holding off for the Lord, and those two were clearly in love. And they look like two. Probably going to take over our music. That's what happens when you have a happening church and you get a band going and the black dude comes in and plays that shit way better. You just start taking over worship music. That's how you integrate the church. It's more of a choir. Speaking of black people, it's Leroy's birthday today. Leroy and I have been friends for a long time.
Bro.
I don't know why he's friends with me. That's some fucking dude. Like, I figured he would just be embarrassed of me. Last night, it was about 11:30, I said 12 o'clock's coming up, I'm almost going to have a birthday, I'm not going to make it.
It's a true story.
And what I did is I wrote a poem about him, and I texted it to him.
Okay.
I'm a 34-year-old white male. Writing poems about black men. Texting it to him. And he's opening it up. Like, this is my happy birthday? This shit is fucking weird. Yeah, I'm gonna hear my happy birthday poem. Leroy Hicks, you are the shit. Being homies is super dope. Harambe, never forget. And then I did like 3 fist bumps for the rest of home.
Okay. You're not dead, bro.
I miss you, Harambe. Guys, alright. Enlightenment. Yeah. See, like, I love religion, but they have fucking answers to shit. You can ask me questions. I don't have answers. I just have an experience. When I got high experience in life at one time. And shit was fucking weird. Came home, the universe came back, I want to start telling people about it. Then, I was watching this movie on Netflix last night, and it was about a guru. Okay? It's called Holy Blood, Holy House, something like that. I was just about enlightenment. I was like, this sounds just great. He's also experienced it. And then it turned out he was raping dudes in the butt. And I was like, dude, you are ruining this for everybody. The way you keep a cult going is you just raping dudes. If you rape a woman, that's a total. Dude. There's like 6 more months. This is part of my karma. Not really raping me. Oh, God. Anyway, if you're ever getting joined in the group, the first thing you want to say is, like, you hate the lifestyle, right? Might make salvation for self, but you're definitely not going to put it in my butt, right? It's my only stipulation. So, what's your idea? My name is Ian Ellis. I love you. Good night.
Yeah!
I'm Guru. You need the grace of Guru in order to realize and so on. And let it be a wonderful hoax. Be like picking your pockets and selling you your own watch.
You have to give up all of your vehicles, all of your models, all of your desire, all of your attachments, all the way along. But it has nothing to do with your external behavior. And finally, you have to even give up being a good guy seeking enlightenment. Ty, when you merge with it all, you are it all. You are it all.
Who was Buddha's teacher?
The guru, the teacher, is trying to make you come off it. Now, if he finds he can't make you come off it, he's going to put you through all these exercises so that you, at the last time, when you've got enough discipline, enough suffering, and enough frustration, you'll give it all up. and realize you were there from the beginning and there was nothing to realize.
Can surrender your attachment, it's okay, you still exist, your karma is a reflection of your attachment to the temporary, there is no judgment in the eternal, no imperfection can exist forever, no sin can tarnish perfection, the person you are is an agreement you have made with the temporary, the only thing we hold on to is pain, it's okay, you can let go, you still exist. Always find out if there is butt stuff before you join a group. Always. Holding on is fruitless even when letting go seems impossible. Your attachment is insecurity. Suffering is a choice even when injustice isn't. You can let go of abuse. It was wrong. But it isn't you. Karma looks for itself. The enlightened accept themselves. You are an eternal being. The only thing you can control is your reaction. You can choose to not be affected by. It's okay. You can let go. You still exist.